game.
Wow, that was weird. All right, it's Tuesday, 8 o'clock, right here on A Bad Back Live on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. I'm your host, Rob DeVore, otherwise known as A Bad Back Cast. And you can check out all my goings-on at the always dreaded yet always illustrious abadbackcast.com. And who's hitting my intro music? Is that you, Pete? Or is that you, Chip? Thanks. There's ghosts in the machine, man. And I gotta change it. Chip put some metalicious intro music on there for me. And I forgot to incorporate that into my deal there. So welcome everybody. It looks like we're getting a full house here. Yak Sushi is you'll see Yak Sushi signing in and out of the chat room there, in and out, and he's testing the new site. So Keith, my buddy Keith that I work with and fish with all the time, he says, I was looking for your show and on your Kayak Fishing Radio website, and it still says you're on at 11 o'clock. And I'm like, really? But Mark is getting that all overhauled for us, so we'll be back in business and have all the pertinent information there, man. So don't fret. If you have any questions, make sure that you're a friend on our Facebook page, which is Kayak Fishing Radio LLC on our Facebook. And Twitter is the always dreaded Kayak Fishing Fish In Radio with an N, Fish, the letter N, Radio on Twitter. So make sure you follow us over there too. And we'll get to some giveaways later tonight. You need to like our Facebook page, and you can either follow me, A Bad Back Cast on Twitter, or Kayak Fish In Radio. So make sure you get that done, because the first one that rings my phone is going to be the one to get the prize. So get your Facebooks all set up and get your Twitters all set up. And we got three badtastic prize packs. Man, I can't talk tonight. Three badtastic prize packs, which is going to be a three-pack of Measles DOA shrimp, a Mirrodin XL, and a Kayak Fishing Radio sticker, and a couple of tarpon flies tied by me. So make sure that you're paying attention, because I'm going to hit the alarm and get your Facebook pages and your Twitters up. So first one to ring my phone, and Chip, you might have to help me out with that. Do you have the Kayak Fishing Radio Facebook notifications go right to your phone? Chip?
Yeah, but I don't have my phone with me right now, but I'll put up
the
Facebook page in a different window here.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out.
I'm on the master blaster.
We'll figure it out. So, anyway, on the phones we have Chip Gibson, the daddy of Kayak Fishing Radio. He does the 8 o'clock show on Thursdays, and the original Kayak Fishing Radio show.
Yeah, it was my bad idea.
Yeah. We're coming up on about a year, right, Chip, that you started your show probably, what, last August, I believe?
Yeah, it was September, but yeah, it's been about a year, and we're
awesome.
And we're going to celebrate that with our Kayak Angler Choice Awards this year.
Well, that's right, Chip. And for all of you that don't know, if you're listening to the podcast, check out our Facebook page, check out our Twitters, follow me on Twitter, A Bad Back Cast on Twitter. Anyway, any of our social media sites. And you too can vote. Right now it's in the nomination stage, so jump on there, nominate people for your favorite angler, favorite guide, favorite kayak, favorite gear, whatever is on there. There's about 9 categories on there. And we got 60 days for the nomination process, so make sure you're paying attention to that. And get in there and nominate, man. That's what it's there for. It's the kayak awards. So you can't vote if you don't get in there, you know. So make sure you get in there and do it and have fun with it. Let's see who else is on the phone. Greg Crisp from New Hampshire. How you doing tonight, Greg?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. Did you get any fish when you were fishing over the weekend up in Maine?
No, didn't get any fish. It was the fish just started arriving, so they were few and far between, and I had a sonar issue on top of it. When I got up there, my sonar had transducer had bounced loose in my hull.
Oh,
so
man.
I was paddling around basically blind.
Oh, no. Well, I guess you'll have that, and that'll happen.
Yeah, but it's still better to be out there paddling around blind than to not
That's
be
right.
paddling. So.
That's right. And also, Greg Becker from Apollo Beach. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I feel like I'm paddling around blind half the time I'm fishing, and I got both eyes open, so that doesn't help at all.
All right.
Oh, man, we don't need any of those damn fish finders, man. You know,
well, you can
when
see
I...
the fish from the top of the water.
Well, that's
right.
I mean, it's gonna tell me the water is 8.5 inches deep. So
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, guess who it is? Hold on a second now. Don't do anything, because on the phone from Titusville, he lives on an island. He just had his appendix ripped out. The always illustrious Redfish Chuck. Redfish Chuck. How's it going, Chuck?
It's going. How is it?
How you feeling, man?
Pretty good. Not too bad.
All right, man. Dude, I was really surprised because I was talking to you after the show last week, and, you know, I got up in the morning and I logged into my Facebook page, and there's a picture of Redfish Chuck in a hospital gown and his Yeti Coolers hat on. You know, and I was like, what the heck happened, man? So, dude, I hope you feel better, and we're sending out the healing vibes to you, man.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Awesome. All right, well, we got a full house, and last but not least, you guys will be happy to know that I've actually got somebody to corroborate all of my stories. You know, when I catch fish and I don't get pictures, and my buddy, my fishing buddy, Keith Dauber is on the phone here, man. How you doing, Keith?
Okay. How are you?
Yeah, man, it's not raining, man. That was the crowd applauding.
I caught multiple redfish this weekend after reading Chuck's article.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
Chuck's glad to hear that, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much.
No problem.
Well, so what happened over the weekend, Keith? We checked out a new area, and we went out and we got out at the butt crack of dawn, and you know, I had a spot all lined up, and I was out there. I found a flat with deep water on 3 sides, so I figured, well, you know, this will be a good spot. You know, it was probably 4 or 5 feet around there, and then the flat itself was probably about 2 feet deep. So I thought that would be, you know, a nice little hump out in the middle of nowhere, and I thought that might be a good island, a good area to check out. But Keith decided to keep paddling, and what happened, Keith?
That's because I saw a lot of mullet and bait. I mean, the size of probably half a football field area of so much action, you would not believe it.
Yeah,
and
so
we did.
Go ahead.
We just started throwing. We started throwing our lures at them, and I mean, I think it was a lot of mullet. I mean, a lot of mullet. But there were a couple reds in there because we pulled a couple reds out.
Yeah, man. We were actually. You know, he just kept going, and I'm like, man, where's he going? Last time he did that, he missed out on all the good fish. And so next thing you know, I hear him going, hey, check this out. And he's holding up a redfish. So I quick paddled over there and got in there. And unfortunately, my redfish came unbuttoned before I got him on the side of the, you know, before I could get him in the boat and get a picture of him. But it's always amazing to me, man, how a fish will come off when you got double, treble hooks on your lure, you know. But it happens. So I don't know, man. You know, some people are like, hey, you know, where's your pictures? Ah. But, you know, hey, they were all quick releases this weekend, man.
Yeah,
but
it happens a lot.
I don't understand that, man. How does a fish get off on, you know, I mean, I hook myself getting the thing out of the box, you know. But anyway, that's...
Normally we just hit trout for some reason. And this weekend, for some reason, we were hitting the reds.
Well, it's a different, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I get, like, checking out a new spot, I get nervous sometimes. You know, on one hand, I really like checking it out, and I get excited about it and everything. On the other hand, I'm afraid, you know, because I'm like, well, what if it doesn't work? You know, what if it's a crappy area or something like that? What if I don't catch anything? I mean, you ever have that problem where, you know, you run the chance, when you're checking out a new area, you know, you run the chance of getting skunked? Yeah, no, maybe.
Don't be afraid.
No.
The pods can't hurt you.
Everything
no, Chuck.
Will be okay.
You don't ever get scared, Chuck?
No. I don't like to fish the same places all the time. It gets old and redundant, and, you know, it gets to be pretty predictable. And, yeah, catching is fun, but to me, exploring new areas and having new tricks in my bag, so to speak, are to me a little bit more fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, what was really cool was that, you know, after, let's see, high tide was at like 9:20. So probably about 10 o'clock, you know, as the water level started dropping a little bit, you could see the redfish coming out of the mangroves. We were like around this island with mangroves all over the place. And you could see them coming out of there. But the problem was they were spooky. You know, and I saw a couple, and, you know, you'd cast, I'd give him a good 5-foot lead, you know, as he's cruising out of the mangroves, and they would just spook immediately as soon as the lure hit the water. So, I don't know.
You need to throw it way further away than that, buddy.
Really?
Yeah. 5-foot, nothing. I mean, I usually lead a redfish 30, 40 feet. If I know he's
really
heading one direction. Yeah, if he's coming, wow. Well, in my area, it might be a little bit different, but even when I fish the fish here in mangroves, if I know he's coming out of the mangroves, he's just swimming straight, say, east out of the mangroves and just swimming across the flat, I'll lead him by 30 or 40 feet and let him swim up to, you know, let him and the lure meet each other. This way here, he doesn't hear that splash in the water and he doesn't have anything to be spooked up. Now, a lot of times they'll still get spooked when you jerk the plug or whatever out of the grass, or in my case, the soft plastics out of the grass, but... You know, anytime you throw right at your target, I think you would run the risk of spooking them. And 5 foot, you got to think about it. 5 foot's really not that far away from them.
Okay. Well, I thought that was a pretty good. I mean, you know, I would have put a fly probably 3 feet in front of him. You know,
yeah,
so fly, I thought,
land fly quieter.
Yeah,
right.
A lot quieter. No splash. No ripple. No shockwave in the water.
Yeah. I thought that, you know, it was a soft plastic, so I thought that it might have, you know, that would have been a safe, but wow, that's a good tip. I'll have to try that. My other, what I usually do, instead of, like, trying to, you know, bean them up with it, I'll cast it way past them, and then I'll speed reel it up to, you know, within, 5 or 6 feet in front of them. Does that ever work for you?
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. I mean, if the fish is really cruising, if he's really, like, moving and getting away from you, or coming out of the mangroves and he's kind of booking it, then, yeah, that's important to do because you don't want to, you know, be too lackadaisical. Otherwise, you're going to miss your opportunity. But,
right.
You know, like I say, most of the time when I'm sight fishing these fish on my coast, I've got enough time to make a decision on where I need to place the bait, especially if we're fishing for those big ones. the big 30 and 40 and even 50 inch redfish. You gotta be real careful when you throw bait to those guys, because I mean, if you land on top of their head, you're done. Or if you land it within 10 feet, so sometimes we'll lead those, by about 50 or 60 yards. You'll see them coming down the flat, and you'll just hurl the bait way out in front of them, and let them just swim over the top of it, and they'll eat it. Try that next time you're out. I bet you you'll do a lot better.
Yeah, that was I just thought that, with sight casting, I got into sight casting when I started fly fishing about, 5 years ago. And, it's like you always, talk about leading the fish and stuff like that. Well, to me, I guess you're right. It does land quieter, fly does. But I thought, okay, if I'm going to give him 3 feet with a fly, maybe, 5 feet would be good enough. But that's a good thing to know, man. I know that when we were playing Redfish Rodeo over there at the lagoon with Chuck and Dee, those reds weren't playing around, and they were pretty size, pretty big ones. So they weren't playing around with us for sure. So anyway, Keith. So what else is happening? Do you this weekend we're going to another spot. Probably we're going to check out the same spot, but a different area, because it was a pretty big area and we could cover a lot of water. What do you think about that, man? What's your plan this time, Keith?
I'd say my plan is lead the fish a little bit. I didn't catch pretty many reds. I'm thinking we're just going to hit the other different islands. I like to keep catching redfish and try and stay away from the trout if we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, see, we have this running joke, we go out and, I've been fishing with Keith for probably about, since probably last spring or so, right? And we joke around because, when I first started fishing with Keith, he would fish with, frozen shrimp. And I would fish with lures, and a lot of time, I remember this one trip, I caught probably, 50 fish that day, and Keith got three. And, I was using all lures, and he was using all shrimp. So from that point on, Keith kind of left the shrimp at home, and he's been doing a lot better now. But we have this running joke, a couple of our buddies at work, kayak fish and everything, we're joking around with each other, we call Keith the Dink Master, because if there's a dink trout anywhere on the flat, Keith will find it. But the last 2 weeks, it's been the opposite, and I've been the Dink Master pretty much, and Keith has been staying away from the little trout, man. So
I've been getting the big trout.
Yeah, it even got to the point where I started renaming those Keithy fish. Anytime I would catch one of those, I'm like, here, I got one of your buddies here, but he's getting better at that, man. And I don't think that we ever stop learning, fishing. No matter how long you've been fishing, you're always learning something, man. That's an awesome thing to do. And where in the world is everybody at in the chat room? It's just the usual suspects, man. Where is, I guess nobody wants free gear, man. You advertise free gear and nobody shows up. So, but we'll give a.
You're not even in the chat room, man.
Yeah, I am. I just did a chat.
Actually, no, you're not.
No?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. How do I get back in? Let me see.
Call Haywood. He'll tell you how.
Yeah.
Me and me?
There's a big button that says, Bill, click here.
Yeah. No. Okay. Okay, Chip, since I'm out of there, let me do this I'm going to launch a new chat window.
Right. See what happens.
So this is all new. We got a new sexy new kayak fishing radio studio here on Blog Talk Radio on our switchboard and our chat room and everything.
There he is.
There he is, but we lost his sound now.
So, is it a worthwhile trade-off?
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute.
You're not
connected. I'm sorry. I thought the mic was muted. I apologize.
Caller Keith has dropped. There is a problem. Yeah. Continue.
Welcome to
you
got to
call back in. he must have disconnected himself. Call back in, Rob. So welcome to the new Bad Back Cast show.
So how's your back cast, Chip?
My back cast is it's not bad. It's not bad at all. I did want to ask Chuck. Chuck, did you have him save your appendix, man, so you could use it for bait? I mean,
I did, and I thought about it for cut bait, but
yeah,
they have disposed of it properly.
Yeah, it's like human parts and stuff like that. You can't be messing around with it. But did you want to?
Really
did you want to ruin
my fishing? My fishing plans.
Yeah. Did you want to reveal your new home?
Oh, sure. Why not? As many of you may know, I for a while now I've been paddling Free Motion Kayaks. Been a pro staff member for them for a little over a year and a half, almost 2 years. And recently, I decided to part ways with Emotion, and it would appear that I'm going to now be joining forces with Freedom Hawk Kayaks. I'm really, really excited about it. It's a very interesting boat. If you're not familiar with it, look up their website. It's a great boat for those like myself that like to sight fish and stand, fly fish as well. Yeah, pretty neat. So,
hey, I'm back. Sorry, my Skype just died, and I saw Keith dropped off. So, sorry, Keith, and we'll have you on. You can call back anytime, buddy. All right, man. So is Fisherwoman, is that Vicky?
Yeah,
Vicky Saley?
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady. Awesome. Yeah, I just dropped
she's,
off.
She's giving
man,
an
so.
Update.
Go ahead.
She's giving an update. D is laid up.
Really? What happened?
She got run over by a shopping cart.
Oh, stop.
She got run over. Some kid pushing five carts ran into her Achilles, you know, ran up her back, the back of her leg.
Oh, no kidding, really? I thought you were just kidding, like, you know. Dee didn't strike me as, like, you know, the shopping type of chick, you know?
No, it's probably the grocery store. She was getting beer, man.
Oh, man. Well, that's a drag, man. That's a drag. I hope she's doing okay, man. You know, she just need to get her some beer and maybe... you know, Brian can help her get in her kayak and stuff, and she'll be fine. I'm sure she'll figure out something, man, because you don't really need your feet too much for being in a kayak out fishing, I don't think.
Okay, but
I don't know.
Go back to Chuck, man. He was revealing his new sponsor.
I'm sorry, Chuck. I didn't mean to
bust
in
your
on
show,
your
man.
Reveal. Go ahead,
your
man.
Joke.
Tell the story. I want to hear it too, man. I know
but... Yeah, real quick, I want to say thank you very much, Vicky, for catching a fish and naming it Appendix No Mo. I appreciate that. Good looking out. Yeah, so Freedom Hawk. I've been wanting to join forces with a company that is that would be as excited about helping me help them as I would be about helping them help me, if that makes sense. You know, Freedom Hawk was one that I've always been interested in, kind of on the back burner because of obviously the ability to be able to stand up. I spoke with the owner of the company, David, the other day, and we had a very good conversation. We're both very like-minded individuals when it comes to fishing and kayaking, it would seem, and both have similar goals. So it should be very interesting. I can't wait to actually put the boat in the water or get the boat, first of all, and then put it in the water and then go out and test it out and, you know, see what's going on. Write a nice review on it for yakangler.com and, you know, get stuff.
Awesome, man. Well, so when are you getting the boat?
I should be getting it, I want to say, maybe next week. I got to figure out how we're going to work me getting the boat out, whether I get it directly from them or I've got a local dealer that's a golf ball hit away from my house, so I can probably just pick one up from him. So, you know, it's going to be a matter of figuring out the logistics of where it's going to come from.
Well, cool.
Super 14 foot. It's a good boat for heavy dudes. For anybody that likes to stand up and kayak fish, I think that's going to be probably the answer, or at least the future. A lot more stable than the typical sit on top because of those back half of the kayak splits in a V, giving you almost like a pontoon effect. So it's good stuff.
Well, that's cool. You know, I was looking at their site after you told me about them, and it looks very unique. There were some things that I really liked about it, and you know, I like that stand up bar. That thing is really looks like it's helpful, man. Because I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times I've been out, you know, standing up in my kayak, and I just feel like I need something to, you know, kind of grab a hold of, kind of steady yourself once in a while. And that was great. You know, the only other thing that I've seen that would, you know, be as cool as that would be that standing fish thing. But anyway, it was cool. And the way that the pontoons go out and everything, that looks like it would add a whole lot of stability to it, you know, because I wasn't quite sure about it when I started looking at the specifics of it. But, you know, it was... I think it's 30 inches wide or something. And I was thinking, wow, man, you know, that's not very wide to be standing up on. But after I saw, you know, how the pontoons work and everything, it kind of made sense. So I'm excited for you to check that thing out for me and actually, you know, write a report on it. So, you know, I'm interested in it, man.
Yeah, it's cool. I already have it kind of decked out in my head the way I want it. I've already figured that I'm probably going to put a rod holder on that grab bar. And probably a push pull clip as well, so that when I'm standing up, I can drop a push pull right into a clip, pick up a rod right there, rather than having to bend down and pick anything up.
Yeah.
But the owner of the company, he actually, it's kind of funny. His story, he's worked for Native Watercraft, of course with Heritage as well. It's all the same company, and also Emotion. And he's one of the guys that helped to kind of bring the Redfish and the Emotion Grand Slam to life. So the guy's kind of like a mad scientist of sorts in the kayak world. He's been in the business for over 15 years, so he's got a lot of experience. And like I said, I'm the kind of guy that likes to help people that seem to be like-minded as myself, and it's just a very exciting time for me.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited about that, man. So let us know when you get it, and we'll be more than happy to talk about it, because, you know, I'm sure that there's other people out there that are interested in a new boat and a new concept too, man. So definitely let us know. All right, man. Who wants to catch a – who wants to win some stuff? It's time to win a badtastic prize pack. So go to our Facebook page, Kayak Fishing Radio. Leave a comment on my picture of my kayak in the pictures. And first person to get that, and Chip, you might have to help me, will have to email me with your address. So we'll give you a few minutes to do that. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Oops, wrong one. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
He Greg Becker got one on there, but he didn't get it on your picture.
Nope.
He talked for like 15 seconds after, and then he said on the picture. So.
It's the kayak. Nope. It's the picture of my kayak on there. So.
Okay, and how exactly do we know which one that is?
You got to know, man. You got to know your bad backcast trivia, man. If you want to win a prize pack, man, You gotta know all that stuff, man.
Oh, it's the one with the line tangled up in the spinning reels.
Yeah,
it's the one that's not gonna have any fish in it.
Oh no! Oh. Ha ha, Chuck.
Bad, huh?
Oh man!
I give
so
you
we got
a clue.
A winner
it's
yet?
Green. It's green.
I see it. I can't even tell.
You guys, way. you guys need clues.
Oh, no, I got it. I just can't comment on it.
Okay, who is it?
Yeah, dude, somebody's that's the thing. You can't comment on the picture.
What?
Yeah, I've been sitting here looking at it. I can't comment on it.
Oh, no.
Here, look. I'll tag it real quick.
How can you not comment on it?
And you're on my page? You're on Kayak Fishing Radio's page?
Yeah, on the Kayak Fishing Radio page.
I just tagged my name on your picture.
I just tried it too and it didn't show up.
Oh man, so okay, Greg Crisp got one.
Yeah, there, Greg got it.
But they're on my Facebook page, see?
Oh. They're not on the Kayak Fishing Radio page. Greg Becker got it.
Okay, I got another one here. Hold on 1 second. Here, where is it?
Quite the hunt.
Yeah, you got it. Greg Becker got it. He got the right one. So really, so why wouldn't you be able to leave a comment on there?
Well, we were all looking on the other on your page and the picture with you and Redfish Chuck and.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was on the Kayak Fishing Radio page. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh.
So okay, is that a wash? Maybe we should just go. You know.
Oh yeah, it's a wash now that I got it. That's fine.
Okay, so Greg Becker won that one. If you want to email me your address, I'll get it posted off to you. And he was the first one to get it on there, so that's awesome. I'll post that Bad Pack Cast prize pack off to you, man, this week. All right, man. All right, well, while we're here, let's go to the mailbag. And let me hit the where's my mailbag intro? You know, you kind of this. Okay, there it is. We got way too many sound bites.
Oh, you haven't figured out the new thing with this new one?
I'm figuring it out.
Grab one you want to use, and move them up to the top. Just...
All right, man. This edition of the Bad Backcast Live mailbag is, and take a bag home, take a bag. I took a bag home last night, and it cost me a lot more than 10 pounds, I can tell you. What movie is that from? Anyway, okay, here he is, the mailbag. Dear Rob, after going out several times and getting skunked, where should I look to try and locate fish? Tyler in Sarasota. That dude emails me like every week, so... Once again, Tyler, send me a Bad Backcast address, and I'll send you a Bad Backcast prize pack. All right, got you, Greg. Got your address in there. Awesome. All right, where can you find fish? Okay, Tyler, Sarasota, you're kind of set up a little bit like, you know, similar to this area. So what I would suggest is, you know, you have intercoastal out there and everything. If you're not going after snook on the beach and you want to hit grass flats in your kayak, coastal over there. Anything on the east side of Longboat Key, there's awesome grass flats there. You know, check it out over there. I don't know. I'm not, that's not my area, so I can't tell you exactly where to go. But if you look on Bing Maps or Google Maps, you can find probably some pretty decent spots. You want to look for things that you want to look for, channel edges. Of course, you don't want to sit right on the channel and get waked all day by boats driving back and forth through the channel. But somewhere close to there, you know, to a channel would be good. Any sort of hump in the middle of, you know, which is a raised area with deeper water around it, I would look for. But the most important thing this time of year, summer fishing, you definitely want to look at getting out super early. I mean, you want to be on your spot when the sky starts getting light. So get your lights on, get your headlight, you know, your headlamp all set up, and get out there. And you want to be on your spot where you think that you're where the fish are going to be, where there's a good chance that you think, you know. And I would, like I said, you know, look for anything. If you see ditches or anything like that, one good thing to look at in the when I'm looking at Google Maps and Bing Maps is if I see prop scars, I know that it's pretty shallow right there. So you might want to take that into consideration and look for, you know, the deeper water is going to be darker and such. So I'm pretty sure that you can figure that part out. But just start going over and checking out areas. And if you think it looks fishy, you know, by all means, check it out. But you got to be on your spot early. And another good thing is there's not a lot of wind and stuff usually in the morning and summer. So you get those glassy, flat, calm conditions. Keep your eyes peeled, man. Look for bait. Look for, you know, bait schools getting hammered. Look for, you know, tails sticking up. Look for any, you know, wakes, anything that would indicate that there's fish there. And hopefully that'll work. Lately, I've been doing really good on top water first thing in the morning, man. Like that first magic 45 minutes to an hour is pretty good on the top water. And I've been using a Miralure Mirror Mullet, which is the, I believe, the Catch 2000 top water. So go ahead and, you know, check that out. Chuck, Greg Becker, you have a favorite top water to use in these parts?
Well, actually, I've been going back and forth between the Mirror Mullet and a Spook Junior. And what I've found is that with the Spook Junior, it's a lot better when the water's a little bit choppy, because it doesn't get submerged and swamped and stays up a little bit. But the hit to hook ratio is much, much lower on the Spook than it is on the Mirror Mullet. The Mirror Mullet sits lower. I think the hooks are down a little bit further.
You think that's really? I always wondered that myself, because I've used top waters before, like you know, Tommy's top water and you know, Tommy Ellis's Gary's Golden Shiner there and stuff. And that I've gotten hits on stuff, and you know, the lure ends up flying, you know, cartwheeling out of the water, you know, because it gets blasted.
Yeah,
I could never understand that.
Well, Junior Fly Reel and I were out on Sunday out in the bay, and we decided, you know, we were kind of fishing for our dinner. We were out targeting some trout. At the height of the tide, the trout or the redfish weren't doing much, and we probably had 50 hits on 50 good hits, not just the little pops on the top water on the Spook, and I didn't hook more than 10, and, you know, talking about the shake-offs before, I only landed one fish out of that entire thing. I thought the Junior was going to push me out of the boat and, out of sheer frustration. But, I was talking about that before with somebody, and I think the fact that the Mirror Mullet rides lower in the water gives them a better chance to hook.
Hmm.
And, I've, you know, put them both in a bowl side by side, and the Mirror Mullet really does ride very much lower in the water than the Spook does. But of course, if the water is at all choppy, or if there's much wind there, the Mirror Mullet for me is really almost a flat water lure.
Really, I really like it. I mean, lately, you know, 2 weeks in a row, it's paid off for me. So, you know, I kind of like that. It's been working for me. I'll use Tommy Ellis's Gary's Golden Shiner there. It's got two prop baits on it. That's a pretty decent lure.
Yeah, I was looking at that online. That is a sweet looking bait.
And he makes a 6-inch version of that too, man. And that's like full blown cedar. It's a nice lure, man. It's like a big tiny torpedo, you know, except it's got two props on it instead of one at the back, you know. But let's see. I use a Storm Chug Bug a lot of times if it's a little bit choppy, or you know, the water's kind of, the surface is kind of roughed up a little bit. I have the big, huge Papa Dogs and the She Pup, Top Pup or Top Dog, the Mirror Lure, you know, that whole series of big, huge, giant, loud topwater baits that they have. And I think those things are so noisy that they actually scare the fish sometimes, man. Greg Crisp, man, do you ever do any topwater fishing up there?
Once in a while when, you know, when the fish are breaking on bait, you know, that's what you're throwing the topwater to get in there. And, you know, when you're lucky enough to get on it, they work. I do a lot of topwater or near topwater for bass in the summer as well. But a lot of times I'm using, you know, like an unweighted Senko worm or something like that as a topwater bait, swim bait just under the surface, a couple inches under, right on top, and making it swim that way. So
cool.
those are most of my topwaters, or it's good old frog. Can't beat a frog in the lily pads.
No, your buddy, our good friend, the landing crew, definitely loves to use frogs, bass fishing, man. That guy, he's like addicted to that stuff, man. So I definitely feel your. Go ahead.
No, sorry.
No, go ahead. I was just ranting.
Yeah, it's Craig. The other, you triggered something that I was thinking. The other thing, if there's not much going on, I found that I use the topwater with real long cast as a prospecting bait, but I'll have the plastic rigged up and the other rod right there, so if I get a hit, I'll throw right back in with the plastic, and that tends to work pretty well, too.
Yeah, I don't use a topwater during the day very much, only because I just feel like it's a, you know, the fish's eyes are sensitive to light, so, you know, they're not going to really be, even though they do, I believe that they do use silhouette a lot. I don't know if a topwater is always successful in the middle of the day, man. That's just my theory on it. But definitely low light situations, man. You know, first thing in the morning, when the sun goes, you know, when the shadows start getting long and low light, especially in the summertime, man, at night, great time to use it. Around dock lights, stuff like that. You know, any kind of low light situation, I'll definitely start with top water. The other thing that I use, if I'm fishing really shallow stuff and it's really grassy, and it would have been perfect at Mosquito Lagoon, is the Classic 3 or the, what do you call it? It's the Classic line, and it's, I can't remember what it's called, but it's got the bait with the 3 treble hooks on it, which is a little bit too much, but basically it floats, right? But it's not necessarily a topwater. It's a floating twitch bait, they call it. And it rides it's a mirror lure.
No, it's a mirror lure.
I can't think of the name of it off the. It's on their site. It's under, I want to say Classic, and it's, God, I want to say an M7 or something like that. But anyway, it rides just like 6 inches under the water, you know, and you just kind of get, it'll walk the dog underwater and stuff like that. That's a really good shallow water bait too. I don't like the 3 treble hooks, man. To me, 2 treble hooks is a little bit too much as it is, let alone 3, you know. Maybe I need that. I don't know. Maybe I can catch more fish. Maybe they'll stay on longer for me if I go there. But I, you know, Greg Becker, I don't know if you do this or not, but I knock all the barbs down on all of my hooks. So that might be a reason why, you know, even with treble hooks, I knock the barbs down because it's just, to me, it's easier on the fish and it's easier to get them unhooked.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, but it's easier when they, you know, when they spike you in the leg or you wind up catching yourself in the hand. It's easier than pulling it back through with the monofilament technique. And Tommy, I absolutely agree with Tommy. When we started, those trout turned on the other day. It was 10:30. When they started biting, I mean, the sun was real high in the sky, and they were just pounding the top water. So,
no kidding. Well,
I gotta go read Tommy's post because I agree. There's a lot to be said for being up on top if the water conditions are right.
Yeah, Tommy has a post there. He just said on the chat room. Anybody listening, it's a post on this blog. It's followingghost.blogspot.com. It's called a post called Summer Dreams, and he says it talks about how people lose out by not fishing topwaters midday and how to do it. I'll read that, Tommy. That's cool because, like I said, nobody's ever too old. You can fish as you know your entire life and still learn new stuff, man. So I think that's awesome. I'm always looking for new stuff, new tactics, and even freshwater tactics, man, that might work in the salt. So, Chip, man, you got a favorite topwater that you like to throw?
I'm a spook guy, man.
Really?
Any particular color? Yeah, I like big spooks.
Oh, the big ones. Okay.
Yeah, I like the clear. I got a bubblegum colored one that I like to throw sometimes, and then the good old, you know, just serious old school redhead white body.
Okay. Does it?
And I will throw a topwater any time of day, man.
Really?
I mean, Brett's in the chat room there. He'll tell you, I'll work topwater any time of day. If it gets slow and I'm not getting any action with anything else, I'll start working some topwater. When you start, I think, and I haven't read Tommy's post yet. In fact, I think my chat died on me because I don't see where Tommy posted.
Were you on the chat in the studio thing there?
Yeah.
Or did you have an okay? Because I opened up another window because the chat died on me too.
Yeah, it died. I think you know when you get water, if it's real clear and stuff, and the sun's up high, I kind of agree with the idea that you know it's not really a wise thing to do. But when the water conditions are right, when you get some murky water and stuff, because fish are, you know, they're ambush predators. So if there's something on the top of the water and they think that they can get in unseen, they're going to go after it, you know. So and it's a good, it gets that reaction bite too, you know, big noisy thing jerking around up on the surface there.
Exactly, it's something like, different than everything you know, else that's going on around them.
Absolutely, you know. I mean, I've seen guys, you know, like with those popping corks with a shrimp, you know, pull one of those out. I was watching a show the other night where the guy said, you know, it was kind of windy and there was a lot of wave action and everything. And he tied two of those popping corks together over a DOA shrimp and started getting action on them then because it was just making more noise and more attractive, you know, making all that
no
noise.
Kidding.
So, yeah.
See, I was like, I've seen, you know, like the Cajun Thunder and the and the DOA, the deadly combo and stuff. And to me, and I don't know, maybe I'm just a wuss or something like that, but I always thought that those things were too loud, man. I don't know, man. I that's just my opinion. And I was like thinking,
dude,
wow.
That's heavy,
you know,
metal to fish.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. Man.
Well, you don't want to overwork any of that stuff. That's the main key. Any of those popping corks or Cajun Thunders.
Yeah.
A lot of guys make the mistake of going out and throwing them and working them like a topwater plug, and they're not designed to be worked that way. It's
just
simple. Pull the rod tip and let it kind of lay there for a few seconds and wait for something to happen. If nothing happens, pop it again. See, on my coast over here on the East Coast, my general rule of thumb is after 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, unless there's bait being ambushed on the surface, I put the topwater away. Because I don't personally get the bites that I do early in the morning and right before dark on topwater as I would throughout the rest of the day. So you'll never see me ever, 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 ever pick up a topwater plug after noon. I just won't do it. And that's just from my,
ever?
You know, ever.
Never.
Never,
well,
ever.
Well, Chuck, I didn't get to you fast enough. What is your favorite topwater to use over in the Goon?
My favorite topwater is a skitterwalk from Apollo.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like a skitterwalk, but I remove the front treble hook, which gives the butt a little bit more weight, kind of takes away the neutral balance of the plug.
Yeah, I love
that. Back in to kind of sink down just a little bit deeper. Plus, like you said before, how many hooks do you really need to put in a fish's face? And I do mash all my barbs down, by the way, Rob.
Good idea.
But... I'll tell you what, I'm not a big hard plastic thrower. I prefer my soft plastics, but in the middle of the day, for me over here, you can't beat a good suspending bait, like a Miradine or a Twitch and Wrap or something like that. And I will throw a Twitch and Wrap all hours of the day. And I'm really successful with that bait. You know, it just, like you said before, if the conditions are right, the water's proper, the bait's there in abundance, I think that the surface plug is kind of the answer. But if it's not happening, and over here on my coast it just doesn't happen in the afternoon like that, then the suspending stuff works a little better.
Yeah, you know, Miradine is probably the number two. You know, I'll run a DOA shrimp or a soft plastic or something, and a Miradine on the other. You know, do you have a preference in color? I like the olive back and the silver. Anything?
Yeah, I like anything that looks relatively natural. So
yeah,
the olive color. I mean, I say that, but gold isn't really a very natural color to me over here, but I'll run the gold, the mullet color. I'm with Chip on the red and white. That red and white has caught me more snook than anything else, and tarpon, so, you know.
See, I never got that because it doesn't look like anything, you know.
Most of what we throw at these fish doesn't look like anything, you know. I mean, like Bill Haywood over there in Tampa, he loves to throw that gold dart on exude. I've never seen anything in my entire life move through the water that looks like that exude does. But they eat it.
Hmm.
You
and
know?
They eat it a lot.
Yeah, they eat it a lot.
All right, well, listen, hold on 1 second now. I got a real quick. That's right, you heard the alarm. That means it's time to give away another bad Batcast prize pack. So if you're on Twitter, go ahead and send me a message and at a bad Batcast and say something like, I'm listening to a bad Batcast on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network or something like that. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. And they're off. Good one, Chip. I was thinking, you know, you got to make a mix now, you know, a KFR mix with all of our favorite sound bites, you know, with some music or something. Uh-oh, here it goes.
Yeah.
We're going to have
a winner.
One? Here. Let me see.
Junior Fly Reel.
Hold on.
I'm on Kayak Fishing Radio Twitter, but I'm not on yours.
So. Oh, it's Greg Becker again. You can't get two prizes.
And what was what? All right. In all fairness, what was it that I sent you?
It was it was great. He's Greg Becker. Greg at ARCBTBC. said at a bad Batcast at Kayak Fishing Radio. I don't want to win again. So that was. Mr. Fast Fingers,
all
Greg
right
there,
it,
man.
It's still
that's
open, right?
I got another one. Yeah, hold on. Paddling
awesome.
Fan, listening to a bad Batcast on Kayak Fishing Radio. You win, Paddling Fan. And let me see. Do I follow you? I'm not sure. I'll have to check here after the show.
He must be hiding as a guest. No, there he is.
Could be. Oh, really? Okay. Cool.
Yeah, he's in the chat room.
Awesome.
I was just chatting with him about our trip to the Cedar Key there.
Oh, cool. All right, well, Paddling Fan, go ahead and hit me with a direct message on Twitter with your address, and I'm more than happy to ship you off a Bad Batcast prize pack this weekend. Man, I cannot talk. I'm, like, tired. You know, yesterday morning, right, I'm supposed to be at work at 8:30, you know, so I roll over, and I'm thinking, well, it's kind of light out for me to still be sleeping, and I look at the clock and it's, you know, 8:27. Yeah, so that wasn't too good. So lately, I don't know. I've just been like really tired. I got back from fishing with Keith on Sunday, and I was just like, you know, it's like, you know, that's my drug. I get back and I'm like ultra relaxed. You know, it's like, wow, man. So, you know, by the time I get in and get my gear cleaned up and get a shower and stuff, I'm ready to, you know, throw a movie on or watch some wrestling or something and just, like, pass out. It's awesome. So that's definitely my drug. All right, Paddling Fan 1. Yes.
real quick.
Yes. Go ahead, Chuck.
FYI, Aaron in the chat room makes a visipole pipe of a unit, and he's actually making me two of them. FYI, if anybody's interested, hit up Aaron. Maybe he'll be as kind and polite to build one for you as well if you should need one.
Well, of course. I always need something like that, man. And if you want me to demo that for you, Aaron, and see how bad I can screw it up. Do I have to drill anything on my boat? Because I don't drill anything.
No, it'll fit right into a rod holder receptacle.
Really? Okay. Awesome. Yeah. How you gotta say, you know? Let me know how you make it, man. Is that a big secret? Trade secret?
No, I think he said he put a post up on Yak Angler a while ago about how he does it.
Was that with the flashlight? I think I did see that. I remember seeing that last.
I think we did it with a dive light or something like that.
Dive light. Okay, cool. How's the battery life on it?
Didn't tell you. I haven't got it yet.
No? Okay, cool. That's cool, man. Hey, I love do-it-yourself stuff. To me, that stuff is awesome. You know, you don't get any better than that, man. All right. So we're getting here to the end of our show. And so let's go down the list and see who all's fishing this weekend. Chuck, I know you're on the DL right now, but is there any chance that you might be able to get out and, as you say, put holes in fish mouths?
No, actually, I'm definitely on the mend. The doctor, I asked her, and she specifically said, don't think about it. So I'm not thinking about kayak fishing this weekend. However, I've got big plans for some point next weekend or next week sometime to go fish the port with Aaron at night for mangrove snappers and other creatures.
Oh, God. I hate you.
Well, nice.
You know,
I want to throw this out there. I want to donate a fishing trip with me to your next prize pack you give away.
Really? Okay. We could do that.
So if anybody
wants got any ideas for it, let me know. I'll be more than happy to do that.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
cool.
Figure it out.
Hey, you know what you could do is you could get a tandem, and the winner could paddle you around all day, and you could fish. See, there you go. Sound like a plan?
I like your idea.
Okay, we'll do that next week, man. Because I got some stuff next week. I got a post coming up on the blog this week about staying hydrated in the summertime and stuff that. You know, water bottles and things of that nature that you can use, camelbacks, and some information on staying hydrated and irrigated. And we'll talk about that on the show a little bit next week. And I'll have one of my prize packs for next week is a Nalgene stuffed with all kinds of fishing goodies. I only have one of those, though. And, let's see, next week it looks like I got a fishing trip to give away with Redfish Chuck to Mosquito Lagoon.
We have another offer for a prize package.
Do you really? What do you got?
Yeah, well, Adam said that he would offer up him a fishing trip with him for first place. Second place would be two days of fishing with Adam. Third place would get a week of fishing with Adam.
Okay. Good deal. We'll go ahead and there you go.
So if you're into eco tours and not catching fish, paddle with Adam.
Or flooded rivers.
And then, Chuck, you're
rapids.
Not in the chat room. And Vicky has said that you and Aaron need to give her a call when you're ready to go, and she'll pull you guys around with her skiff. So
There you go. That's a good deal, man. And, hey, let me tell you, Vicky, that chick can fish too, man. So, you know, she's part of the team Fish Like a Girl. So if you want to fish like a girl, which, hey, I'm all down with fishing like a girl, man. You know, go fishing with her.
That's
too,
why
man.
The doctor told Chuck not to go fishing, because she's a fish like a girl chick.
Awesome. Okay, so we got
to... No, Chuck, you're going to be down for a while.
We got a trip with Redfish Chuck to give away on the show next week, and let me know if you got any how you want to do it, Chuck, and we'll think of something unique, make people jump through some hoops and some put each other through flaming tables and stuff like that to get the opportunity to go fishing with Chuck. That would be awesome. And let's see what else. Oh, and also I have a book to give away. I got a copy of Aaron Adams' Fisherman's Coast. You definitely, anybody interested in saltwater fishing or saltwater fly fishing or anything of that nature, this guy that wrote it, he's the ninja, man, the fly fishing, catching ninja. President of Bonefish Tarpon Trust. And let me tell you, you'll definitely need this book. It's probably one of the best books that you'll ever read on the subject. He's a scientist. He's a fly fishing marine biologist, man. You can't get better than that. So definitely check that out. And I got one more prize pack to give away. Chip, you wanna do the honors? What should somebody tweet or Facebook page do? Whatever. You got anything to? Oh, hold on. Let me hit the alarm. Okay.
I don't know. Let's see who's the furthest away from you in the chat room.
Tommy. Let's see. Unionville, Tennessee. No. Adam and
you're
Mark.
You're gonna have to go to Google.
Let me see. Hold on a second.
Some of those guests need to pipe up and say where they're from.
Hammerhead, definitely. Greg.
Hammerhead's in New Hampshire. What about
Sunrise
Yakman? Where are you at?
We're Sunrise Yakman. We got one final Bad Bat Cast prize pack to give away here.
You got New Hampshire up there. Anybody further than New Hampshire?
Let's see.
I am. Yak Sushi's in a whole different dimension, man. He's like.
Yeah, he's in the Yak Sushi dimension, man.
That's right, yeah. So.
I got a sound clip from that, too.
But see, what you do is you grab the sound clips and you can move them up. So you can
put
the ones that you want to play for your show.
Yeah.
See how I move? So you can move them all up.
And you can.
That's scary, dude.
That's Yak Sushi's Twilight Zone there.
Oh.
Oh, man. Okay, Sunrise Yakman is in Jacksonville, man. Hey, Jacksonville is, like, representing lately. Got a bunch of people in Jacksonville, man, that listen to the show and interact and stuff. And I love this, man. This is great, interacting with people on the show. And I love giving away stuff. So, let's see. Okay, so... so, yeah, he's playing...
He's going to hold the new KFR site.
Yeah, right. World of Warcraft. You're going to log in, and it's going to be Chip on like a some sort of armored horse with like a Mr. T haircut.
Be the Master Chief there.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead, Chip. Think up the first person too, and we'll ship that off.
Well,
Vicky,
you love on the Facebook page.
What's that?
What was that?
Vicky just showed you guys some love on the Facebook page.
Very nice.
Did she really?
Thank you.
Yeah, on a Bad Backcast Live on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Vicky. I can't go there right now because my Skype will bog down if I do anything on my computer while the show's running.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't fancy.
So what do you think?
Dude, you're just going to have to
you got
guess
a favorite
the number
picture?
Between 1 and 3.
You got a favorite picture, Chip, on your Facebook page that you might want to get comments on or something? How about this? And we'll go about 15 more minutes here. How about this? The best comment on Chip's 32-inch redfish mustache picture, it'll be you create the caption on that picture. What do you think, Chip?
I thought yours was pretty good to begin with. You give yourself the thing.
What? Cubicle? Do you want your mustache back?
No, Hart. Sorry. I'm checking out a group here, man. Jeff Madre just popped in to show us talk about some cobia, man.
Oh, cool. What kind of cobia action is going on there, buddy?
They're doing it, man. I'm checking it out now. Where's he at?
Oh, cool. Thanks, Padawan fan. He just sent me a message and said, I just won a Badtastic prize pack from a Bad Batcast on Kayak Fishing Radio. There you go, buddy. Thanks for the tweet, man. That's awesome. Okay, here's the deal. We're going to give away the last Badtastic prize pack, and here's what you got to do. Go to the Facebook, the Kayak Fishing Radio Facebook page, and put a caption on Chip's. You have that picture on there, don't you, Chip? Is that on the Kayak
Which
Fishing
one?
Radio picture page on that picture? The
I'm looking at it on the profile.
It's the big 32-inch redfish picture with the big mustache.
I don't think so. Hang on.
You don't have that on the Kayak Fishing Radio Facebook page? Oh, man.
I don't
that
think
needs
so,
to be
man.
There. Can we throw that over there real quick? And then
I don't know where it's
I'll
at.
I'll hit the alarm, and everybody can run in there and slap some comments on there. Be brutal.
No, I don't.
But just keep it family friendly. Can you put that over there?
I don't
there?
Have any.
Oh.
I don't know where it's at, man.
It's on your Facebook.
It's on my other computer.
It's on your
it's
other,
on the other computer.
Page? Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
You can't just, like, tag it real quick? Like, tag it with KFR?
I could
do
it.
And it'll show up?
Maybe.
Yeah? All right, well, let me know. Anyway, so, Chip, you got any fishing going on this weekend?
Dude, it's Father's Day, man. I'm a father. Happy Father's Day, all you other fathers.
I am
too, man. Of course
we're
going fishing. What are you thinking?
My daughter has four legs. My daughter has four legs and a tail.
I wouldn't have gone there, man.
Sorry.
Yeah, see.
Yeah.
She's my little
Yeah,
baby.
We're going fish. We're probably going to do a little freshwater action here, man.
Yeah, you going down the river or something? You getting together with the river pirate or something?
No, there's a little pond down the way here. Somebody said there was like a 12-foot gator in it, so I might go check it out and see. But it's a tough little pond to fish, but there's some 6 and 7 pound bass in there.
You have gators up there?
Yeah, dude.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, I thought that you were in like around Atlanta, not Georgia Haffey.
I'm south of the airport, man. So.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing you know, Chip's a millionaire.
That's right, man. I'll be out there. I'm gonna get me a gator.
I'm gonna wrestle him into my. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna wrestle that thing right into my kayak.
Do the old leg flip, put you right up in my lap.
And we're gonna eat it. Yeah, right. Definitely want to have that thing in your kayak.
There it is.
Did it show up?
Well, it went to. I don't know what the heck is going on with it, but it got put up on the page. Somebody put it up there 14 seconds ago. Rob DeVore was tagged to D. Kaminsky's album. And then
yeah,
it says, Chip. Yeah, you did that one?
Yeah.
But it's on my page. It's on the Chip Gibson page. It's not on the...
It's not on the...
It's not on the Kayak Fishing Radio page.
Well, come on. We got to think. Somebody think up a way that we can give away this last bad pass. This, God, every time I've said that tonight, I can't get it out right. The last Bad Batcast prize pack. Come on. Somebody think of something unique to do here. I mean, I did the first two, and I just want you guys to have the honor of giving away at least one of them. Anybody got any good ideas? Greg, Chip?
Give it to the girl.
What's that?
Give it to the girl.
Yeah, give it to a girl.
You can't just do that. I mean, come on, that takes all the chance out of it.
Well, she didn't have to
but,
be a
okay,
girl.
Jeff Madre, first person to draw a picture of Chip with a 32-inch red wings. Make sure you draw a picture of a big, huge mustache.
All right, we'll give everyone a chance because Vicky just said best joke of the day, and we need to. So we'll let Chuck be the judge. If you could bust a stitch on Chuck, then you had a good joke, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you saying that Chuck doesn't have a sense of humor?
Not really.
There you go. Sunrise Yakman says, newest member, me.
Newest member, yeah. Oh, man. Hey, you know, I got to put in that caveat, man. Only one prize pack per show, per person. Let's see, what else we got here? I don't know. I don't know any good jokes, man. I'm not funny. Two tomatoes were walking down the street.
Oh, Jesus.
One of them was lagging behind, so the other one went and bopped him on the head and said, catch up. Go ahead, Chip.
That's pretty sad, dude.
Go ahead.
Fail.
Go ahead. You know you want to do it.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Got one from Junior Flyreel.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Why couldn't the little kid get into the pirate movie?
I don't know.
Because it was rated R.
I like that one. Dude. That was pretty good.
Two kayak anglers walk past the bar. It could happen. Good one. Jeff Mott,
yeah, like
nice one. There you go.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, I suck. I know, Mark. That's okay. I know. Tommy's heading out. Good night, Tommy. Thanks for coming on the show. Yeah, I was bad. I was bad, man. I can't do the joke thing. I'm not funny. Only when I'm saying, get it off! Get it off! You know, that's funny. Okay. All right,
that's
well, I tell you what. Let's do one. Chip, you got the Kayak Fishing Radio Twitter page running anywhere?
I do have the Twitter page up.
Okay. The next person that follows Kayak Fishing Radio gets a bet. So, ready? On the count of three? Okay. Whoever the first person, the next person that follows Kayak Fish in Radio on Twitter, y'all get a badtastic prize pack. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
I don't know if anybody's.
Send us a tweet.
Looking. No tweets. All the guests are asleep.
Free fishing stuff. Free fishing stuff. The next person to follow and tweet the Kayak Fishing Radio Twitter gets a prize. Go ahead. You want to do it.
I'm looking. They're most of the folks are in fish chat right now. And actually, I think most of the people are already online right now are already followers of Kayak
Fish. Yeah, we have to unfollow you, then refollow you.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
And that's like stalking.
No, don't do that. Yeah, don't do that.
Greg's trying
to figure out a way.
He's trying to get three. He's trying to go three for three.
There's
two new tweets here. What do we got? Jeff Mondre just said, I follow Kayak Fishing Radio. There's Jeff.
Nice.
Go, Jeff.
Nice.
Hey, sir.
Yeah,
I
so he got
Jeff.
It. All right, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff just showed up.
Hey, go ahead and email me on Facebook your mailing address, and I'll ship that off to you, man. All right, so we were able to give away three, count them, 1, 2, 3, badtastic prize packs. We had to work hard at it. Chuck's gone. Good night, Chuck. And, okay, next week, just so you know, tune in. You can win a fishing trip with Redfish Chuck at Mosquito Lagoon. We're going to give away a Nalgene 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle slammed full of fishing stuff. And a book, the Aaron Adams Fisherman's Coast, next week. And I am Rob, a bad backass DeVore. And we're way a little bit past our hour, and you can follow my goings on at the always dreaded badbatcast.com or the always popular yakangler.com. The new and improved, overhauled yakangler.com. And if you stay in the Yak Social feature too long, it will lock up your browser. But Mark's working on fixing that, and I'm working on getting a new computer. So between the two, I'm sure we should have a pretty slick site. So anyway, yakangler.com, go ahead and jump in there. Don't forget to also vote for your kayak angler kayak angler choice awards. Did I get that right, Chip? Anybody?
Kayak Angler's Choice Awards, and we're just in the nomination phase right now. Okay,
that's
so
right.
We're taking nominations. Yeah, we've got like 35, I think, up here right now, and some really good stuff. And we're going to start voting. We'll be open. We got the nominations up for about another 6 weeks, and then we'll start the voting process. And when we put, you'll see all the folks that have been nominated. We've got nominations in every category now, plus a couple of extra categories. So,
yeah, well, I figure by the time it gets down to voting time, we'll go ahead and have, I don't know, maybe how many? Probably 10 categories to vote in?
Maybe. There's
I know there's 9 right now. There's 8 and then a random one, right?
Yeah, and then kind of any additionals. So we've got probably, I mean, looking at the ones that have been suggested, I think we've already got some of them covered. So there's probably going to be 2 or 3 more. So probably a dozen categories. You know, the top kayak angler, the top kayak fishing guide, and you know what? You're going to be surprised when you see the kayaks, the top kayaks, the Kayak Angler's Choice kayaks are going to really surprise you.
Really? I mean, I don't have any say in it, and I don't have any vote or nomination or anything, but I'm guessing it's either a Native or a Hobie. I'm sure that they'll be in the top 5 there.
They have been
nominated.
But
don't tell me. That's my guess. That's my guess.
I'll tell you they're in there, but they're not the ones that have been nominated the most.
Really? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it popular, or is it something off the wall?
There's a couple of off the wall ones, but there's some interesting ones. Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty cool.
Cool. Well, I'm excited about it, man. I'm interested to see the results, man, at the end of the 60-day nomination phase. So get in there. If you're looking for that, you can see that on our Facebook page, which is Kayak Fishing Radio on Facebook. And get in there. I've been putting posts up on my Facebook page probably once a day. So jump in there and make sure that you get in there and nominate your favorites. It's all up to you, you know. So go ahead and do that. Anybody else fishing this weekend? Chuck's gone. So anyway, tune in next week. Win some stuff. Man, I tell you what, I got to figure out how I can win a trip with Redfish Chuck, man. That's always fun. And Greg Crisp, man, you fishing this weekend?
I'm going to try to get out. It's a tough weekend for me because my wife's on call all weekend. But I'm going to see if I can load the kids up, take them fishing, and see if I can have some fun with them. Maybe even try to get them in on a striper.
All right,
the weather,
man.
I'll take them out to the ocean, escape out there.
Awesome. Well, all right, man, so that's it. Check out yakangler.com. Check out abadbatcast.com. Get in there on Yak Angler. You can get on there and find the SurveyMonkey link and get in there and nominate for the Kayak Choice Awards, Kayak Angler Choice Awards. And until next week, I'll see you guys later, man. Don't forget to check out Isaac the Nothing Miller on the 10 o'clock show, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. And until next week, man, I'll see you guys later. And take a kid fishing. Have a good one, man.